Last time on Wanderlust.
Autumn, you start grabbing lumber and just like sticking broken off trees like in a rough fence around this area. Fred, with a 7, you discover something very interesting. The mud, and when you use that to like mortar between logs, you can see that even in the rain, it like goes through a curing process and then hardens pretty quickly and ends up being sort of sticky. So you're almost able to make like a solid wall just off of scraping from the sides of the cave and slathering it on this stuff. It like clay just cures up into a fairly strong wall. When you push the brick in, you hear it tumble onto like a staircase that leads downward into a room that's maybe like 4 stories down. You can like shine the light into, and at the very bottom of it, you can see like a small stone altar raised up that's filled with a green liquid that's glowing faintly.
Are you predator or prey?
Predator.
I am excited to see you then. Offer your kill and prove it.
I stab the slug thing I have.
Oh! I forgot about that.
So you stab the slug thing and drop it into the basin, and it looks at you and goes,
I think mine is better. I hope you do not display such weakness in the future.
I mean, you know the type of stuff that I do. Like, I make stuff. I like to make stuff out of metal. Well, that got me noticed. Got me noticed by some of the less reputable folks in town. And I was happy for the work. I was happy for the payment. And I tried to not ask too many questions. Well, one time I asked a few too many questions, decided I didn't want to do the job, and they basically told me that wasn't an option.
So given the vast expanse of water that is ahead of us, I was thinking maybe we spend today constructing a raft to get across?
Oh, that's an interesting idea.
Have you thought of a name for this giant thing yet?
I think it depends on what it looks like when we see it. Storm Giant isn't too bad.
Stormwalker?
Ooh, Stormwalker's pretty good too.
I mean, Stormwalker's really good though.
And this giant cricket is there kind of prodding at Guffy and looking quizzically at it. And then he looks up at you and goes,
oh, hello, how are you? My name is Tetty. Is this for eating or do you live in its corpse?
Autumn, you're awake and staring at a bug face who has just spoken to you using very common words.
Quick question about bug face. Is it a cricket or a grasshopper? Because you've been sending grasshopper pictures in the chat.
Okay, so I will say the reason that I am interchanging those is because legitimately they are basically the same animal. They're cousins.
Well, yeah, I just pick one so that like listeners know which one is fish.
I get you.
That's all. I was not saying that I think they look drastically different.
Are they the same?
But I think it's confusing to pick one. I think crickets are usually darker.
Well, and also I think that the reality of the situation is there's a wide range of things called grasshoppers and crickets that refer to generically something of the same like genus or subgenus or whatever it is.
Okay, real talk for a second though. Like, I didn't realize they were so similar because the crickets that I always see are like the ones that are like maybe a centimeter long. So I never see like their heads looking like crickets. So I was not trying to be pedantic.
What I'm going to go with is I'm going to say cricket and I'll try to be consistent in the description of the cricket.
Okay. Cricket on Wikipedia is what I think of with crickets, which do look a little bit different than grasshoppers.
The large insect standing before you, right? So six legs, the rear ones are like bent backwards from what we would normally see and are very long. And currently it looks kind of like if you were sitting down, but your knees bent all the way up to your ears and then back down. Its two front arms are similarly jointed and long and spindly, but kind of curled in front of this creature. The fingers, like I said, are sort of like these two little suction cups that are sort of like wet and probing, you know? It has, a, you know, like a bug face, long antenna, and two large eyes on either side of its head. The center of its face, and you can see like a tiny little mouth. When it talks, that doesn't move, but it is that swirling, like, its whole body is opalescent, but its face is kind of like a swirl of colors that seems to be going nuts the whole time that it's talking. But yeah, so this creature, like, that face slides in front of yours, giant cricket face, opalescent, weird eyes, and it inquired as to the purpose of Guffy.
No, we don't eat or sleep in it. It's a pet?
Why?
Also, how are you talking to me? Am I asleep? She pokes the, like, little burn she has on herself and, like,
The face turns red with a hue of yellow, still, though, like, green around the edges, as Teddy kind of scoots back and still is sitting there kind of, like, almost in a posture that you would associate with, like, a ground squirrel, you know? Like, the kind of, like, sitting up with its arms bent, but its knees are just going all the way up past its head.
I am not sure how to respond to that. Why did you bring this animal with you? You clearly made it.
What do you mean, made? Like, do you... Can...
He stops talking, and it just, like, plays a musical trill, and its face swirls a few different colors, and... Just from the ground, like, next to you, one of the builder beetles wiggles its way out and just, like, plumps on the ground next to you. It's, like, maybe a little bit smaller than the others ones that you had seen. Its arms are a little bit longer and its body a little bit slimmer, but it's clearly the same creature, just seemingly modified a little bit. And he gestures down at it and goes,
I made this. Did you not make that thing over there?
Pointing down at Guffy.
No, it's an animal. Wait, you made that?
This is an animal. I am an animal. So are you.
Yeah, but does... Autumn's so out of her depth. Like, having biological discussions with a bug.
I am sorry. Maybe this is unclear. This bug did not occur naturally. I made it myself. It's what I do.
This dog... occurred naturally?
No, it did not. It most certainly did not. Its color is all wrong. It is too big to live in this area. It would starve. It would hunt most things to extinction. Its coat is too long for the climate.
I mean, we're not from here?
Yes, you also seem odd for here. But that is beside the point. Why did you bring this dog with you?
For slight protection and companionship? Also, you're not from here.
No, I am from there.
And he gestures. It's a he. I don't have to be all coy about this. It's just hard to tell because he's a bug, but he's a he. He just gestures behind him to, like, the massive bug city.
I am from there.
There didn't exist 3 weeks ago?
Oh, that has existed for many centuries. For time untold, the histories of my home are great and splendid, and I hope to share them with you as you will share yours with me.
I mean, I am 1000% down with that. Can I wake up my friends?
Yes, yes. I would love to see how you do this.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Who would handle this the least well? Who would handle this the least well?
Just follow your heart.
Okay, I'm going to wake up Juliet.
How do you do that?
So I'm assuming, like, everyone's just, like, kind of on their back, passed out.
Yeah.
So she, like, goes and, like, gently shakes Juliet's shoulders, like, hey, Juliet?
Yeah, well, Autumn, what's wrong?
As soon as you do that, Teddy goes, I will try with him. And he goes down to Fred and just goes, Juliet, Juliet, wake up, please. And just like shoves Fred back and forth.
What's going on?
Hello, I am Teddy. I am from the city back there. What is the purpose of this weird big animal? Are you going to eat it later or use its furry carcass for shelter?
Anyway, this is Teddy. He's a giant cricket. We should get up a cell.
Yeah.
Would you like me to do it? I am interested to learn.
No, I think I will definitely do it. Juliet gets up a cell.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. All right. What's going on?
There is a giant cricket who can speak common English. What are we calling it in this world? Common. I don't know. Language.
We called it English, so I think we stick
what
with that.
What is a cricket?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You.
Hello, I am Teddy.
Hi.
Hello, Teddy. Can we discern if Teddy is the one that we saw before? Like, I'm assuming it is, but.
Roll me some kind of like notice small details, these kinds of things.
Okay. I got a 4.
So with a 4, no, this is not the same bug. It's about a foot taller, and it's to say its body is more fancy seems weird, but it would be the equivalent of, you know, that other bug had a buzz cut and this one has a pompadour, like a little bit more colorful. There's maybe more patterning on its like thorax area. It might have like more pronounced like chitinous horns on it that have some coloring on it, but it looks like the same species of thing.
Okay.
Estelle has like scrambled to her feet and is standing. What's the height?
Right now, Teddy would be shorter than you, but it's because its legs are bent. If it were to stand all the way straight up on its very spindly two legs, it would be double your height, but it would also be physically impossible for it to stand like that. But right now, it's basically doing the equivalent of sitting, but that means its knees are by its ears. So you're maybe like foot and a half taller than it right now. Him.
Okay.
Go with him.
Wait a minute. This is amazing. You understand what we're saying?
Yes, in a way. I have, what would be the right way to put this? I have an academic knowledge of how you speak, but I have never carried on a really good conversation with any of you.
How did you learn our language?
I watched you. I watched a lot of you. And I am a quick learner.
Have you seen other people out here by your city?
Not out here. You're the first to come so far and find us out here. It's quite exciting. I have many questions about you and about what you do and about why you do it. Are you going to eat that big fuzzy thing?
We have a lot of questions for you too, and no.
Why is it here?
He's my friend.
Can he talk?
In a way.
Does he help you with activities?
Yes.
How?
He fetches things for me. He can carry things for me. He gives me lots of love, lots of kisses. Affection? Physical affection? Is that something that you're aware of?
No, it's a thing that I have observed, but I don't think I have it.
Okay, well that's definitely an important thing with our species, so that is why he's here.
So you did not, you just built it to hug?
I don't think built is the right term. But
like I built this,
and he points down at like one of the little, one of those like builder things.
This is what it can do.
And he looks at it, his face like shifts a bunch of really complicated colors, and then it like plays a little musical trill, and that beetle scurries away, digs down into the ground, and you see it like spout back up. And basically what it looks like is pretty sort of like nauseating to look at. It's in like sloppy wet mud, and it just like starts spewing like vomit and gunk out of its mouth as it like wriggles its way out of the ground, making like a little tube as it goes. And then when it reaches the top of it, it like pops like a balloon, and all of its intestines and body like sink on to this little tube that it made, and it hardens into like what would almost pass for a pearlescent concrete.
They do that.
Oh, is that what we use for our raft?
Hmm. Oh, sort of. We have many varieties of this.
I think at some point, Guffy realizes also what's happening, and he gets into, like, a protective stance. And Estelle, like, nods down at him. He's also very good for protection, so...
Oh, does it not change color when it wants to protect you?
We don't change color.
How do I know? Oh, that makes so much sense. I think perhaps this would be a reason. There was quite a stir from your walking across the world. As it turns out, one of you looked hostile all the time. Is that just all the time?
That's just our skin tone.
That would be me.
It would, yeah. Yes, it would be you. So that's not like on purpose.
No. I bear you no ill will.
Oh! That generally means we are about to stab someone, or attack them, or remove their heads.
Do you want me to put on my mask? Would that make you feel more comfortable?
No, I know that is not what you mean. When we go in the city, it might be best to wear it until you tell everyone that cares that you're not there to kill them.
Noted. Yeah, I could do that.
What does red mean?
It means confusion. It is generally misunderstanding or uncertainty, kind of a warning. As if we do not yet know there is danger, but there is the unknown. When I see all of you, I feel red.
I mean, to be fair, I feel red now, too.
Yeah, I think I'd probably turn red if I could as well. I don't understand any of this.
Did I do that right? Was that a joke? Did I laugh at the right time?
You did great.
Yeah, that was very good.
Ha 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 ha. Was that also a joke?
No, you're actually doing good.
No, we're being honest. That was very good.
I feel like I should do it again, but I also think that might be wrong.
Can you explain a little bit about, so far we've only been able to kind of vaguely communicate via this, and Estelle brings out her kalimba and does like, a gliss up and down to show that it does musical tones.
Oh, that makes so much more sense. The person you spoke to, she said you had what I guess you would describe as a screaming monster that you used to talk for you instead that could only wail the vaguest of impressions. This is not offensive. We just don't use words. It's odd for me to communicate in words.
That makes sense. Does the creature that we met, does she live in the city with you?
Oh, yes. Many do live in the city. I am hoping to take you there so that you may meet everyone, and hopefully so that we may help each other.
All right. I think she, like, looks back at the rest of them.
You seem hesitant. We are not going to eat you. I do not think of you as food, and I don't think I could digest you. And also, I'm guessing that you know more things that will be of more value than your bodies would be in calories for me.
That is encouraging to know. Thanks.
It is, so I have no reason to eat you.
I think we would all like to go to the city, and she kind of like looks at the rest of them.
I am so ready to go into the giant bug city.
Yeah. Definitely.
Hold up. We should probably sleep.
Oh yeah, what time is it?
It's still late, right, Cody?
Yes, yeah, because it was Zach's like trying to take watch or Autumn was trying to take watch and didn't manage to. So I would say like maybe this is like 11 o'clock at night.
Okay.
Oh, would you like to sleep out here?
I think it might make the rest of us a little bit more comfortable.
I see. Can I ask you a question that might be, rude?
Go for it.
Your skin, does it not like to be in moisture all the time? Does it bother you when it rains?
Yes.
Ah, I see. And then he, turns around and, his face, like, does a weird bunch of colors and he intones again. And the ground underneath of you starts to like shake, and builder beetles that are maybe like the size of your fist start to like pour out of the ground around you, like an anthill just like bursting around and like a ring around you. And
It's like way too fast and way too horrifying. You basically watch these things like build up mud, maybe a few inches, and then die and vomit into it, and then build up more mud and die and vomit into it. And they basically just like cannibalize themselves into this structure over your head that like cures pretty quickly and hardens. And it's done structure. You can see that these insects are now like living in it. So like if you look up, you can see them like scurrying through holes. And anytime there's a little crack, you see one of them like mash in dirt and fill it. And as they go, you can see them also beginning to like plant little seeds and stuff into this little thing that they basically, it's like a living hive just got cocooned around you. And Teti looks up at it and goes, "These are some of my newer constructions. They seem to do a good job reinforcing the structure by allowing plants to grow within it."
Are they sentient or are they just kind of drones? Hive-minded?
Well, they do what they are commanded to do. I'm not sure. Is your dog sentient? I know dog now because it seems inconvenient to not know dog. Sorry.
I said it was a dog earlier, so.
Oh, okay. I picked up on that because I'm a quick learner. Is your dog sentient?
Yes. It has a will of its own.
Then these are probably sentient. Sort of.
If you all want to go to sleep, I'm kind of running on adrenaline right now, and I wouldn't mind talking to Teti for a little bit, so I could kind of stay up for the first bit here.
I mean, I don't know if we really need to keep watch tonight.
Either way, I'm going to stay up for a bit.
Well, no, you're more than welcome. I just don't know, like, when you're tired, I think you can just go to sleep, because at a certain point, if the Builder Beetles can do this, like, we're kind of in it, you know?
Do not worry. The only things that would possibly ignore me if I told them not to kill you live in the city.
See, so we're good, right? I trust Teti.
I do too, but I am also very interested to talk with you, Teti.
Well, we can talk for a while, and then you can sleep. Take your pick. I am well rested and quite excited to meet all of you. I heard about you being around, and as I said, my colleague seemed very concerned and confused. She said she gave you food, and you held on to it, and just kind of put it in your pocket.
Right. Got it. That's food. Okay.
Yes, the slugs, they are nutritionally helpful.
They were very nutritionally helpful later on, yes.
Did you eat it? Did you consume it? Did it make you ill? Can we eat the same foods?
We didn't eat it, but we gave it to a forest spirit?
You gave it to a what again?
A forest spirit. Have you not met the weird forest spirit things that live out here?
I have heard all of you talking about spirits when I've observed from a distance. I did not know they actually showed up. I thought they were stories or metaphors or lessons of morality.
Nope, they're way cooler than that.
Oh, is that unique to hear that there are invisible things that become visible?
As far as I know, but I haven't really been out in the wilds anywhere other than here, so.
We will handle that later. And he, like, kind of hunches down. Would you like warmth, a fire?
We have a fire going.
Never mind, you have a fire going. I know what fire is.
I like the idea he has no idea what fire is. He's sitting in front of a campfire. Would you like to make a fire? Because we ask that every night.
You said you wish to ask questions. I am willing to answer so long as you answer in kind. Fair exchange.
Sorry. So Caitlin and I had discussed via messaging that we both wanted to stay up. My plan was to just kind of like montage it. Because I don't think Estelle would have gone to sleep right away. But I also don't want to ask any of the important things that will need to be talked about with the rest of the group.
Oh, okay.
Autumn would not go to sleep until we all decided to go to sleep, because this is, like, exactly what she wants in life.
Fred is already asleep.
Juliet, was there any, like, specific questions that you wanted to ask?
No, I just, same thing with as Mandy. Like, Juliet would want to, like, spend time with the new sentient life form, but I don't want to have a conversation without everybody. Like, it's nothing like that I wouldn't want to say in front of everybody.
Sure. So I think maybe then what we'll say is like the like early part of this evening, like maybe before 1 a.m. is passed with like Teti like trying to pet the dog and it seems like totally blank on his face, like, and his coloring too is just like red the whole time as he's just like putting one of his little fingers on it and just like drags it and is just like, what is the point? It doesn't make me any different. My finger is not clean. It is not stronger. I am no less hungry. I have learned nothing. You just do this. I don't understand.
Do you not feel closer to it?
I physically am closer to it. I'm still just... Does it like this? What is it giving me in return?
Is Guffy liking this?
That's up for Mandy to decide.
Is it like a claw?
Yeah, sort of, but it's not like sharp and pointy on the end. It's suction cuppy. It's clearly able to like grab and can be pretty fine.
Okay, so it probably doesn't feel like scratches. He's probably doing that thing where he's panting a little bit because he's like uncomfortable with it, but he also recognizes that it's not a threat. So he's being a good boy. He's sitting there. He's dealing with it, but it's probably like pulling at his fur a little bit. And he's like, can I do something about this? And Estelle, you know, is petting him.
And as like that goes on, you see that eventually a maybe football size builder beetle like crawls up out of the earth. And then Teddy just like pokes at it with his finger. And he's like, nothing. Don't. It's not helpful. But this is, and then the thing, like, scurries into the fire and just, like, bursts into flame and, like, the flames raise higher. And he's like, see, that's useful. It burns so hot and bright. Extremely valuable.
It's different ways of feeling things are valuable.
I guess this is maybe one of those things we'll just never see eye to eye on.
Wait, can you bring out another one of those?
He just goes, oh, certainly. And then, like, another one, like, scurries out of the dirt and just, like, sits there.
Estelle pets it. Does it have any reaction?
No. Extremely not. It is literally, like, frozen and just, like, sitting there stiff. And he's like, I mean, I can tell it to do this. And then he, like, plays some complicated song. And it, like, rolls over on its belly and starts, like, doing this with its legs, like Guffy did when you scratched its belly. And he's like...
like, waving him in the air, yeah.
Yeah. And then he's like, and then I can tell it to do this. And it just flips back over and sits there totally statically.
Can you feel through your carapace?
Yes, yes. It's less than if through the carapace, but yes.
So does it not feel good if something, like, touches your carapace?
I like to clean my carapace, and I like when my carapace is at a good temperature.
I think for us, physical touch is a good way to increase emotional stability and fortitude.
All right. I feel that when I learn things and make bugs that can catch on fire.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, except we get it from hugging people, and...
Weird, what if there are no people?
Autumn blushes.
Yeah, Autumn thought about someone else for a few seconds there.
So yeah, the night kind of passes with you guys, like, playing with his random insects that he seems very happy to show you. And I would say probably he asks, like, a lot of questions about, like, what other animals you, like,
domesticate?
Yeah, like herd animals, domesticated animals he would find very interesting, and like, you know, those are the types of questions he would have. It's like, well, what do you eat? You know, stuff like that. He has nutrition slugs.
I think we also kind of confirm some of our suspicions on like the down notes and the upward
oh,
notes.
Yeah. What you would learn from that is that up notes inquire in like being inquisitive and down notes inquire and answer. Oh, and then I'll say like if you want to ask him about it, what you would get is that red is friendly, purple is hostile, yellow is in need of something, and red is warning or danger.
You mean green is friendly.
Green is friendly, yeah. What did I say?
Red.
Oh, sorry. No, red is like wondering or warning, like curiosity, potential danger.
Got it.
Yeah, so like if one of these things turns green and plays up and then you turn green and play down, that means like non-hostile confirmed.
Okay. Yeah.
So like when a bug looked at you and was playing up notes in green and then you just went purple, that's like it went, are you my friend? And you went, I'm going to kill you.
I will cut you.
Mask on.
Which is why that one beetle, the first one you saw, was like, what the frick? Because it was like are you my friend? Are you my friend? Then someone went, I'm going to kill you. And then another person went, warning, warning, warning. And then another person went, we're just friends. We're just friends. We're just friends. And it's like, ah, my friends are going to kill me.
Praying mantis, not beetle.
No, that was a beetle. Oh, you're right. You didn't. You're right. I am wrong. Sorry, I misremembered.
Yeah, so not only did we, like, do this interaction where it's freaking this bug out, but we also did it with, like, the killing bug, not, like, the building bug that would just, like...
be confused.
Build itself into a wall. No, it's the ones that have giant knives for hands.
So, yes, montage to falling asleep, morning.
Yeah, so you guys fall asleep, and I'll say sleep fitfully. And oddly, as you recall, you know, you have, like, dreams of bugs and disasters, right? So you all wake up, and you look around for a moment, and you're like, oh, Teti's gone. He's not around, you know? The structure that was built around you is still very much there, still alive with these builder beetles just kind of living inside of it, crawling around. You can see them, like, reinforcing and, like, adding, like, structural additions. And, like, slowly building out from it, like, if you go outside and look, you can see that they've, like, fortified the outside of it, like, the foundation's now more built and smoothed, and it just looks, like, shinier and smoother as they're, like, adding layers and cultivating, you know, like, the holes for them to travel in this are less prominent, so it just, like, looks like it's been leveled up a few times as it goes.
I can't decide if all of this movement is... somehow soothing as a background noise, or if it's very disturbing because I'm usually not aware of being around so many bugs. She kind of like looks around.
Yeah, I don't know. It's definitely something that I guess we'll have to get used to for the next day or so.
I suppose if we're going into the city.
I'm just curious how it's sustainable to have your builders implode themselves to be the materials.
I suppose it depends on how they originate.
I guess. It just seems weird and a little cruel.
Well, hopefully we can ask Teti about it.
When we crawl out of the whole hut thing.
When you crawl out, there is just a tunnel. Like
an igloo tunnel?
Oh, no. Like, when you leave this, like, little dome built around you, it's like a tunnel leading towards, like, that bug city.
Oh, okay. In the ground. Okay.
Teti's standing in front of it. He's just, like... playing music, and his face is just swirling in color as he's just kind of like standing upright, staring as like a herd of these ones, like they're, you know, the size of a medium-sized dog, right? These builder beetles, sort of like him, their carapace is a little bit more ornate, like it has more like swooping points and horns on it and stuff, and the coloring's a little bit fancier than like the large ones you saw before. Their arms are a little bit more nimble. And they move just a little bit faster as they're, like, carrying out dirt. And you see, like, once they go so far, like, a few of them are, like, bursting on the walls as this tunnel is just snaking its way in towards the city.
Hello, it is good to see all of you up and about. I am so glad that you are awake. Would you like to come with me into our city?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we're ready to do that.
Juliet puts on her mask.
Estelle is going to, like, unwind a leash that was attached to Guffy's harness and hang on to that.
Teti?
Yes?
Should I do anything to the color of my face?
Well, it might be. You'll get less, what's the right way to put this? I can tell everyone that you're not a threat, but at the same time, it might be fun for you to interact, so maybe start with something a little bit more friendly. Like green.
Cool, I pull out some chalk.
Oh, so green is friendly then, eh?
That is correct.
That's good to know. I don't have to worry about nothing.
Juliet, would you prefer chalk instead of your leaf mask?
I suppose so.
I hand out, me and Juliet put chalk on our faces, and I guess, does it matter if our, do you guys care about, like, colors of not face?
Like our hair?
Or our arms?
Generally, we communicate with, like, any kind of gestures at his face, this area, but there are exceptions. It might be seen as shocking or a warning, but as long as, you know, your face shows green, you'll be fine, probably. But again, I'll be with you.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, I didn't know if, like, we needed, like, if any red is just, like, you know, like...
Yeah.
flares him up.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger, Will Robinson.
No one's gonna nibble your hands off. Yeah.
Man, this chalk was accidentally super useful.
So you all start walking your way through this tunnel. As soon as you set foot on it, it is hard but grippy. Like, it feels like you're walking on grip tape, you know, so it isn't sticky, but your shoes immediately find purchase on it. Teti at this point is now maybe only waist high as he's scampering on all six of his legs. It's clear that he can move a lot faster than you. Like, he kind of keeps getting far ahead and then falling back, getting far ahead and falling back. As you walk, he sings another song, and like one little glowing bug flies up in front and just kind of hovers in a consistent like 20 feet ahead of you, lighting the path. But behind you just sinks into darkness as you all just kind of like walk through this tunnel.
Fun fact, crickets can jump 50 to 60 times their size.
Yeah, them long legs is for something. As you walk, you notice that it gets very quiet, like that constant sound of rain goes away, and all of the sounds of wind are muted and muffled, and you just hear this constant, like, as things crawl their way through the earth around you.
Teti, can I ask you a question?
Certainly.
Do you all need to be near or around water all the time?
Yes, but I believe most life does.
But I mean, like, do you need it, like, it seemed like you guys have been very close to the river, and there's also a lot of rain here around this city. I don't know if that's...
Yes.
That seemed to be pretty... The storm didn't seem to be moving.
No. Once we are a place, it stays with us, generally. Yes, the... how to put it? Us being here brings the weather. Sunlight does very little for us in the immediate sense. We just need a certain temperature. But we do not photosynthesize sunlight. That being said, yes, so the storm follows us. But that is not of my design. I wish it was, but that is beyond me.
Follows you, or you follow it? Just want to clarify that.
He looks kind of confused and goes, we can't exactly follow it. We live within the storm.
Well, I think what we're trying to ask is who moves it? Like, do you move it, or does it move you?
I understand the question now.
And as you ask that question, you're having this conversation, you walk out into the first open space you've seen, and your eyes are kind of dazzled for a second, and it has like a weird, like, kind of lurching sense, you know, like when you miss a step and you walk into like nothingness all of a sudden. It's like you're expecting dark cave, and then you walk into like extremely bright lights and look up, and you can see like the inside of these hollow tubes that you've seen all over the place. And you see this massive insect hive all around you. The outside of it was like a very muddy looking, dirty, kind of like slimy mud tubes of these, you know, that these insects have built. The inside of it is totally different. All of the walls shine with like a dark grayish opalescence. So like, it looks like it's made of rock, right, on the inside. But when you look at it, it has like that shimmering kind of rainbow hue to it everywhere. The designs on it are extremely ornate and fine. Just looking at any wall, you can see, not in color, but etched in relief, beautiful murals spanning everywhere. Like, every surface is covered in these like very complicated these very complicated etchings and carvings of, like, you know, like, pick one place and it's, you know, some whole story being told in front of you in these like pictographic drawings that are etched into this perfectly smooth opalescent stone. Yes, Zach.
Autumn is trying to figure out if the story begins with their arrival, like, here.
Ah, I see what you're asking. You don't... you couldn't know that from where you are, but that is something that merits further investigation.
Okay.
Let me put it that way. Good question, can't know it from here. Meanwhile, flying through this whole area and hovering and buzzing are massive fireflies with multicolored, like, you know, I don't know what it's called, like, light-lit-up thoraxes that just kind of hover ambiently around and nest around. It bathes the whole area in this, like, bluish-greenish light with occasional pops of other colors, and you can see, like, as soon as there are these flashes of other colors, insects swarming around those. On the ground in front of you, you can see a massive number of, like, beetles scurrying up and, like, any area of this thing. There is, like, constant motion of things, like, rubbing against, smoothing, refining, fixing, as those beetles of various shapes and sizes are scurrying around, fixing everything that they see. And then, like, just looking around the city, you can see tons of other, like, all of the insects seem related, right? Most of them have six legs. They all have some appearance similarities. Most of them are the same opalescent color at the very least. But all shapes and sizes of these insects scurrying around and going various places through all these buildings.
I think Juliet has her notebook and pencil out, but she's not writing in it. She's just, like, staring up at everything. She's, like, dumbstruck.
I believe I understand the confusion now. What you see before us is my home. It is our city, but for us, cities are not stationary things.
And as he talks, you feel a lurch and, like, that feeling of going up in an elevator as the ground beneath you shakes and you feel yourself lifting into the air slowly. Ascending. There's no windows around, so you don't really know how high, but that feeling goes on for a long time.
Oh, it is time for us to make another circuit, I believe.
And you feel a slight lurch as, like, the whole thing shifts. Like, this entire city shifts slightly. You feel a slight pitching forward. And then an impact. And then that repeats. As you feel slow, long footsteps thumping.
Hey, Teddy?
Yes, what is it?
Are we going to be able to get back to our home with your circuit?
Oh, certainly, certainly. Circuits do not take that long, and we have a few. But we will always return to that same place.
How long is not that long, like? Do you guys use cycles of the sun? Suns?
Ah, I see. And now we get to my questions and maybe where we need to discuss. So, this city is the only of its kind, the only lost Great Strider. That is where I have always lived. This lost Great Strider has been making these circuits for as long as history has been recorded on our walls. Recently, we have noticed some oddities. We have found you. That is different. But I suspect we will be back to where our Great Strider sleeps in maybe a week. You do not die in a week. You do not die in a week.
No.
He suddenly seems, like, very concerned.
No.
You live longer than a week. I am almost certain you live many weeks.
Yes, yes. We leave many weeks. That's...
Okay, okay. Good, good. I was concerned.
No, you... How long do you live, Teti?
Well...
Also, other important question I feel like we should have asked before we came into the city. Is there someone who can override you like you can override the builder bugs?
Yes and no. There are many that can override me, but if I, disagree, they will simply cut off my head.
Okay, are there gonna be a lot that disagree with keeping us alive?
No, no, you are almost useless calorically. They would have no reason to kill you.
Okay.
You seem concerned. We're not going to cut off your heads and eat you.
Yeah, you just seem a little bit more...
I see. You were attacked, right, when you were wandering.
No, that seems fair. It's just we're very different, and usually when people... Our cultures seem very different, and I'm just a little concerned because we are... The first meeting of two cultures, you know, and we want to do this right and not end up as caloric intake.
No, we would not be caloric intake, and no one here outranks you, so no one can tell you what to do so long as you don't start randomly killing us, we would have no reason to randomly kill you. Also, you have a lot of information we don't.
I think we also have questions for you. I think you have a lot of information that we don't. If I say Smoky Banks, where we were originally, where we set off from, does that mean anything to you? Do you know that place?
Sort of. I spied on Smoky Banks. I did not know it was there before, but when we passed by, I scurried down and took a look. It's how I learned to speak. Yes.
Are there really big rainstorms in Smoky Banks, like, once a week?
No.
Okay.
So, had you been to Smoky Banks before?
Never. We had never seen you before. This is what's odd. I think by your reasoning of time, I am currently 100 years old, and I am halfway through my normal life. I will probably live to be 200 years old. That is average for a... me. Not sure what to call myself to you yet. You said cricket. I don't believe I am exactly that, but close. Our strider has always been an odd one. We know that there are others. There have always been many other great striders that walk across the land, housing others like us, but ours is the one that was lost many, many, many years ago, well before I was born. Our history is written on the walls, and he, like, gestures again at all, like, the carvings. We have been lost for some time, and in all that time, we have always found a circuit, found a place for our strider to walk and to grow, and that has been fine. But then recently, we saw you. You are not like the other places that we've been. We felt it was inappropriate to level your city and plant food. It seemed rude. Instead, we would like to learn from you.
Have you, when you've been on circuits before, have you seen other species like us? We call ourselves humans, if that helps.
Sure. No, not like you. We've seen other mammals. I think probably you have seen other insects, but we have never seen ones that speak, ones that build, ones that communicate like you do. Generally, we do not concern ourselves too greatly if we kill a great number of small rodents, but, you were something different, so we didn't.
And we appreciate that.
Yes, yes.
Can you tell me, when you're going on a circuit, and you stop and rest, right? What attracts you to the spots that you stop? What, does the Great Strider need something from them?
I have no idea. The Great Strider does as it will.
So do you not go back to the same, you don't go back to the same spot every time?
We go in loops. Those loops provide us with sustenance that is planted and grown along those routes. But we do not set the routes. The Great Strider does.
Okay, alright. The spot where we got onto the Great Strider, into your city, has he rested there before?
I do not believe so. Ah, okay. Loops on loops. A Great Strider is a migratory creature. They generally have a area that they might travel throughout in maybe the course of 100 years. Within that larger circuit, there are smaller harvesting circuits, ones that we make to plant and tend crops as the Great Strider moves. Ours, however, is different. It is lost. It wandered off its course. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands. You do that for emphasis, repeating, correct?
Yeah,
we do.
We do,
yeah.
Yes, yeah.
And thousands and thousands and thousands. Many years ago. Longer than I believe we have recorded here. It wandered off its course. That is why we have always been the Lost Strider.
I think the thing that we are most concerned about is the storm that came over our town, Smoky Banks, as we mentioned.
Well, that will likely reoccur.
How often?
Will it reoccur every 100 years, or...?
I think it's going to reoccur every week.
Not every week. We have a few circuits that it seems that our Great Strider is making. Currently, we are not headed back towards your town in another direction. We are headed in another direction, I believe, further along the river. But I am certain that we will return back near Smoky Banks again.
Any idea of how long it'll be?
Probably something on the order of
4 to 5 weeks, depending on the number and length of circuits.
Well, even if it was in a year, the storm that you all brought did a lot of damage to our home.
Mm.
And is there a way to take us off of a circuit? Take that circuit off of his, route?
We have never tried to talk to the Great Strider. It goes where it will.
At the very least, we could maybe get a warning system or something from you guys.
You see a big storm coming, that probably means we're on our way.
Maybe the reverse. You know, that's fair. There something that would make the Great Strider turn away? Something like a purple face, but for the Great Strider.
Yes, 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 there is another Great Strider. Generally, they avoid each other.
What are some of the signs of that? Just the presence of a storm cloud?
He looks kind of away from all of you and stops talking and starts like singing and clicking, and his face just swirls in color. And then he turns back and goes, it is an oddity of us. We have always been solitary. We have histories written of what happens when two Great Striders interact. Sometimes they do battle, usually they avoid, but we've always been a lost one, a solitary one, so I'm not actually sure.
Do you know if there's a reason that this new circuit was added? Because you said this is the first, this is the first time we've had a storm like this since Smoky Banks was my home, and you said you noticed us for the first time, and we're an oddity to you. Did something send it that way?
I will admit I am confused by this as well. Your cities do not move. Ours move where they will. I think maybe it is as odd for me as it is for you that your cities are stationary. It seems wildly inconvenient that you are stuck in the same piece of land endlessly. Many infrastructural issues, but let me start by saying, my job, my purpose within this colony, I am what is known as a... Hold, please, while I consult notes. I am what is known as a luminary charger. My job is to construct things that construct things. Maybe, I'm not sure what the word for it is for you, but I... guide the growth of these, and he, like, his face changes color and, like, a beetle crawls up next to him. That is what I do.
So you build the builders?
Correct, correct, yes, yes, I build the builders. I change them, I make them better. Very, very clever.
I don't think we have a direct analog, because we don't have biological helpers in the same way that you guys do.
Do you not? Do you not? You have this dog. This dog is made by you. You have other animals that you ate. You have others that live in your gardens.
Yeah, it's a little bit different for us, though. We kind of took nature and bent it to our will instead of created something new.
Oh, these occurred in nature, and then I bent them to my will.
I thought you completely made them, though.
At some point, I would consider them made by me. You would not find one like this in nature. Originally, it was no bigger than the palm of your hand. And after lots of work from me, they are this.
Is there anyone in your city that can track on a map or has some idea of all of the circuits?
Yes, yes. Okay, I was getting to this, right? Being that we've always been lost. That has always been a challenge. We never had our exact position on our planet. I think maybe this is a place where we are very different. I have never had a machine, I believe is what you call them. All we do for our protection and growth and knowledge is through these, and he like gestures down at one of the bugs. We do not have a means of tracking our exact location on a map, but we can give approximate locations. But, as I have said, my job is very much to do with changing and being aware of biology. That is how I'm able to create these. So, you see, it is only recently, maybe in the past few weeks, that I've noticed a substantial difference in our flora and fauna. Almost like we're in a new place.
Oh.
Our planet has always been a little bit diverse in its plants and animal life, but suddenly we're seeing birds the size of, well, the size of trees, I guess. And then there are these big furry things with claws that bite more than we've ever seen before.
Teti, does the sky look different to you?
Oh, well, that is interesting. Generally, I see storm clouds.
So you never see the moons?
Very rarely, but I will say the colors are different here. I assumed we had found a new part of our planet, but apparently this new part of our planet has very intelligent mammals. Let me give you an example. The largest mammal I had ever seen before you was approximately 20 pounds, and that was considered a huge mammal.
Like ever? Like in your entire species history?
In my 100 years and recorded on our walls, we had only ever known of animals roughly, you know, half the size, nah, a quarter the size of that big dog.
So you haven't seen humanoids like us, but slightly different, with longer limbs. She's like describing the lunar colony people that we saw on camera.
Oh, no. Are there more of you with longer limbs?
We think there might be some other humans similar to us on one of the moons. And I'm kind of wondering if you are also from one of the moons, but it's hard to say.
A moon is a body that is in the sky above you, right? An extra planet.
Well, it generally orbits a planet and stays locked in that orbit.
I don't believe I fell from a planet onto another planet. I think I would have noticed.
But I mean, if you teleported or something.
Do you know how to teleport?
No, that's magic. But I don't know what you all know how to do. There seems to be a lot of gaps.
We do not know how to teleport.
I mean, it could have been by accident.
Yeah, but if they did teleport by accident, how would they know? Heck, if we teleported by accident, how would we know?
I mean, I think lunar position would be a big indicator if there's a giant planet. Teti, do you... In the night sky, I know you don't see it often, but do you... Or the sky in general, do you... Go around, like, is a giant moon always visible for you?
He, kind of, like, rustles and shakes a little bit. You see his face takes on a decidedly, like, reddish hue with, like, lots of yellow in it. And he kind of, like, hunkers down a little bit.
I am concerned about something.
What is it, Teti?
I think I might not be where I was before. I'm not sure if I was on a moon or what the night sky looked like very much. As I said, I spent little time looking at it as we were generally under storm clouds. But I'm now a little concerned. Needless to say, a little bit concerned. I believe our predicament might be more serious than we thought.
Is there a navigator or someone that we could talk to who might know more about positioning?
Maybe, but I am worried this is quickly getting out of my realm of authority. I think I need to report. I think I need to report to superiors and see what their desire for us is, and possibly warn them that we are more lost than we have been before.
We're happy to stay with you, if that's all right with everyone, but...
That might be a bad idea. How about this? I promise, I know, I think this is maybe odder for you than I think it is, but I promise you will not be cut in half or eaten. No one wants to eat you. Just don't, you know, be purple and running around aggressively, and you'll be fine. I think I need to go. Please, enjoy the city and the market.
And he, like, gestures down towards, like, this... area where you can see, like, a lot of somewhat upright-looking crickets, like, walking around lower-set buildings.
Please enjoy yourselves. I must go, I think. There is much to worry about.
Real quick, before you go, are you the only one that can speak our language? Like, how are we going to communicate with others?
Oh, just use the chalk, I guess.
Can you... It's okay if you come back and translate for us?
I'm certain I will be able to find you. Do not worry.
And you see him, like, lay flat on the ground. Not, like, lay flat on the ground, but his whole body, like, goes parallel with the ground, and he, scuttles away rapidly. As he does, like, you kind of, like, you're sort of set up on, like, the top of a bowl looking down to, like, the city kind of, like, caves in and then stretches above you. At the very center, there's this, like, almost grown-looking, like, twisted spire that is, like, clearly the tallest thing. And he, like, starts scurrying his way towards that very quickly.
Is there, like, are there windows or anything that we could use to see outside? Is this open to the sky or no?
Oh, okay, you know what? I would say probably in some areas there are, like, holes way high up in the ceiling. And when you, like, look up at those, you could just see, like, gray. But generally, this is all false light and enclosed.
Okay.
Why do I feel like I made that 1,000 times worse?
Oh, don't worry. Like, there's a lot of bad news, but the good news is Willow was totally right about it being moon people.
Well, I'm starting to wonder if maybe we've been transported. I guess, have any of us really paid attention to the moons when we go outside? I kind of take them for granted myself. I never really pay attention to them. I kind of want to look outside and see if the moons are where we think they're supposed to be.
I mean, so far there's been no indication that we have specifically teleported magically somewhere away, like, you know, thousands and thousands of miles away from Smoky Banks. Juliet, I don't think you made that worse. I don't think anybody made that worse. I think there's just a lot of information going around now that's making a lot of sense. And, I mean, we found the storm, so now we just gotta stop it.
Right. I think we've made good headway on that. I just worry that Tetsy just seemed very disturbed.
So I just thought of something.
Hmm.
What if they are coming back, this is something we could propose to them. If they do end up coming back towards Smoky Banks, we have them build us like a shelter over top of Smoky Banks to protect us from the storms. Right? It seems like they can build things pretty fast, right? And they can build like a...
Do you want the whole city under a dome?
I mean, why not?
I think we need sunlight for the gardens and such, but maybe making a wall, just like a barrier, that maybe that would alert the Strider somehow to, like, we've been here before, we don't need to come here again. That's a good idea.
Well, I wasn't thinking like a permanent dome, I was just thinking they build a temporary dome while they're passing by if they do have to go that direction, because like Teddy said, they just go wherever the Strider takes them, they can't really control it. I don't know, it's just a thought.
I didn't get a chance to ask him, but I'm curious what happens with those beetles once they've walked away, because we've seen these beetles just, like, literally explode from no longer needing them, so I don't know if they are just constantly... it sounds like it's like a garden that they're tending to. Do they stay, or do they eventually just disintegrate because they're done?
Which ones are you talking about?
I'm talking about the beetles, like the ones that are the builder beetles that are right outside the city that have been planting the seeds.
Right. I thought it was pretty clear they disintegrated. You mean where new ones come from?
No. I'm talking about like the ones that we saw when we were out there. Like, do they stay and tend?
Oh, the free ones. Yeah.
Yes. Do they stay and tend the seeds that they planted, or do they just disintegrate eventually? Because if they're still there, maybe there's something that they could build to signal, but that we would require like someone like Teddy to be able to tell them to signal.
Right, the more complicated directions, yes.
Other thing that we have to be careful about, I don't think everyone in town is going to be as open-minded as we are about a giant bug colony living next door. And maybe we don't scream that there's a giant sentient bug colony with murder mantises.
Okay, first of all, I mean, you're the one to talk.
Says the girl that went on the radio, talk about moon people. Yeah, I'm with you.
I mean, I'm just saying, if we build a giant dome over the city, I think people are going to freak out. If we build a giant flare out in the wilderness, I think people are going to freak out. Also, I regret nothing about that interview. You can't make me think otherwise.
God does appreciate the hypocrisy of that. Somewhere you hear a lunar goddess giggling at the hypocrisy of we should not tell them about this. Oh, you think?
I'm just saying, lying by omission is not lying.
I do not regret sharing what I did. I think the Blighthounds were very different than a giant race of sentient bugs.
I mean, you can justify it however you want. I do agree with you. I think if all of a sudden we built, like, a dome over the town, there would be a lot of questions. So I don't know if that's going to be the solution specifically. But, I like the direction you're going in with maybe something to signal to the Strider that it shouldn't go there anymore. Like, there's nothing there for them to continue to guard in there. Because that's what it's doing, right?
Right. So I think that's a good idea. The wall is a good idea because it controls our environment and separates it from the wilds. And then it would be a visual barrier to the Great Strider. So I think it's definitely worth bringing up with Teti, assuming they come back.
They're a named character. I think we're seeing them again.
Is this fiction logic?
Oh yeah, like if I were to guess, this seems like something that the narrator would like have planned out and not just randomly throw in because we asked a question and they needed like an NPC to talk to us. Feels like something planned, you know?
Right. My mushroom books never had this kind of plot.
Either way, I don't think we're going to be getting a whole lot of more information until Teti comes back. Anyone else want to go see what bugs sell at a market?
Oh, I was hoping you'd ask Estelle.
I'm still pretty concerned about being able to communicate and not royally mess this up.
Well, we know colors and we know that up is a question and down is affirmative.
And purple is bad.
Like, I don't know what bug money is.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Wanderlust. Music for this show is credited down below. If you like this campaign, you can find more of our shows at the Wandering Gamer website or on Podbean. You can also find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. Links in the description. Now bear in mind, in the wilds, some wander to get lost, and some wander to find themselves.